My name is Todd McKay. I'm the public affairs officer for the Bitterroot National Forest.
Can you just sort of give me a rundown of the planned activities on the fire today?
Sure. So the current acreage estimate is 3,500 acres. That was from an IR flight last night over the fire. We've got 150 boots on the ground today continuing to work, the same crews that worked overnight on the Roaring Lion fire. The good news today is that last night we had cooler temperatures in the area, and crews were able to put containment line around a lot of the east edge of the fire. That's where most of the private property and homes are. They did that with dozers and also just hand crews building line. And so we've got a lot of that eastern edge lined today. The big issue this morning is smoke. You can't really see any of the Bitterroot front because of the smoke from the fire. And those cooler temperatures, you know, the smoke just settled. And so we're not able to do any aerial stuff this morning just because it's too smoky.
Weather forecast and or when you think you might be able to fly?
You know, as it warms up, the smoke will probably begin to lift a little bit. And we've got five helicopters ready to go, the same ones that worked until dark last night doing bucket work on the fire and helping slow it down, at least near some of those structures. The same firefighters were able to put out multiple spot fires around homes last night and save homes from burning. We can confirm this morning that homes were lost in the fire yesterday. We're still trying to confirm exact numbers and locations and contact homeowners, so we should have more information on that as the day progresses.
Do you have a weather outlook or some idea of what kind of conditions firefighters are going to face later today?
Yeah, later today and tomorrow, unfortunately, the winds are going to pick up. Tomorrow, there's actually a fire weather warning or watch day calling for 35 to 40 mile an hour winds. So that's the first challenge for this new incident management team will be the next couple of days. The winds are really going to be very challenging and pose safety concerns to the firefighters. So that's certainly a concern that we have.
Can you tell me any more about the resources that are on order? You said there's a Type 1 team coming. Can you give me any sort of details about, you know, numbers of crews or additional aircraft or any other additional resources that might be on the way?
All I can say now is there will be additional resources coming very soon. After we brief the team, they'll come out and tour the fire area, get a better handle on exactly what has occurred here since yesterday. I know there are already orders in for multiple hand crews, and more resources will be coming after they get here in place. Specific numbers, I don't have those yet.
In terms of the fire behavior yesterday, can you just sort of characterize this in terms of other wildfires you or folks down there have seen before?
Well, it was very extreme fire behavior yesterday. Some of the most extreme, I think, our crews certainly have faced in multiple years. It's the most extreme fire conditions I've seen since I've been here on the forest in the last 7 years. From the initial point of the call coming in until we had the entire face of Roaring Lion Canyon engulfed was a matter of minutes. Our helicopters that we dispatched immediately at the first call were reporting that every time they came back to do bucket work to drop more water on the fire, that the fire had doubled in size. So it was very, very extreme fire behavior. There are heavy concentrations of fuel in this area, and winds were pushing the fire. There were 200-foot flame lengths as it got up into the crowns. So the pictures and all the video that people have seen showing this thing just really taking off and blowing up in a matter of minutes made it very tough on fire crews.
Can you tell me anything about whether area that has burned or is under threat to burn has had any kind of mechanical treatment or other treatment or previous fires that might slow its progress?
Not really. This area hasn't burned in many years. It's one of the reasons why we had planned to do a pretty significant thinning project between Roaring Lion Canyon and south to Lost Horse Canyon because of those heavy concentrations of fuel. Part of that project area did burn in the fire, at least on the north end of that area. But no, there hasn't been a lot of fires in this area. There are a lot of homes up in the woods, kind of in the same area that where the fire started yesterday. I think the good news to report is that it's really quite amazing that we were able to get all of the hundreds of homeowners out with all of their gear without having anyone seriously hurt yesterday. And the credit goes to all of the multiple agencies and law enforcement that cooperated going door to door, all of our first responders, including all of the Valley fire departments here in the Bitterroot Valley, working together to get people out in a very short amount of time without having anyone injured. It was really a miracle that that we were able to get everybody out so quickly.
Anything else that you think is important for the public to know or you think people need to know right now?
I think the biggest thing, you know, is just kind of steer clear of this area south of Hamilton. We have a ton of firefighters and engines going in and out, crews, water tenders coming out, and so it's very congested still. Homeowners are here at the command post, very concerned, wanting information, and so we're just asking people to really steer clear of this area. Highway 93 is open again south of Hamilton, but there's a reduced speed limit through here. So if you don't need to be down here, please don't, and just try to avoid this area because it still is really congested.